Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is General Bobby Ormsby of the Defender 7 Patriot Group. This is our first radio broadcast for the Defender 7, and it's our pleasure, myself, General Bobby Ormsby, my Lieutenant Colonel, Chris Hinkle, and Michael Goger, Sr. This is our gift to the Defender 7 Patriot Group. This is our own radio station, and I truly hope everybody enjoys it. Do you have anything to add, Mike?
General, we missed
yes, Michael.
That mountain. We missed that mountain by 4 seconds.
Oh, it's close.
We were on air, folks. We've been working. These men have worked. I'm Michael Goger, anyway. Hello. And I am a member of the Defender 7. The General and I and the Lieutenant General have been working on this surprise for, probably 2 weeks. And we spent the entire day working on it, and we had exactly 4 seconds before we went on air after working all day on it.
I know, I'm starting to sweat.
These men are heroes. I actually seen the rocks on the cliff. General, you did a fantastic job. Lieutenant General, fantastic. I'm a scout that's attached to the Central Command, and we are discussing the Defender 7 Patriot Organization.
Yeah.
And they do have a mission. They're a group of veterans. They have been using my radio show at BBS Radio to advertise and promote and broadcast. And the general said, I want one myself. And we set out to do that. And this is what you're witnessing. Now, there was some techie issues, and it's going to dictate us until Monday, until the general can get a hold of some business people to make a couple of things better. So he only has a half hour that we know of. So, General, I'm going to turn the mic back to you. Now that they kind of oriented on what happened, you can tell the world about who you are, what we are, and what we want to do. That would be a good way to go. Or you might want to mention our chapel opening Sunday, which might just be for a half hour only until we get it straightened out.
True.
Take her away. Take her away, General.
Thank you, sir. Yes. Two of our chaplains, Chaplain Marty Rainey and Chaplain Mary Sue Brabble, will be doing a church service on Sundays, and we're going to try to set it up for to start first thing tomorrow. She may only get 30 minutes, but if possible, it'll be 2 hours. If only 30 minutes, then they'll get 30 minutes. And then next week, next Sunday will be a 2-hour show.
Amen.
Sounds good.
We have a lot of exciting new things coming up. This is just one of them. And what I would like everybody in out there in radio land that's listening to know about us, we're a group of veterans and civilians together that we're humanitarian civil defense patriot group, not a militia. We want to put it out there that our members will be trained should any disasters happen, hurricane, rain, storm damage, that we can pull together and get a quick response squad out. Our group is also an LLC. We have our own website, all lowercase, www.defenders7.com.
General, can I throw something in?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No,
but
go right ahead.
For everybody that is listening by accident, because we announced this being at 10:30 and it's only 6:30, so you're probably going to be hearing this on the archive. And until all the techie issues are solved, this will be vital. It's the phone number for any guest that wants to call in or listen to the show live. And that number is 914-205-5773. One more time. 914-205-5773. Now, that number is for a guest to listen to the show or talk to the host and ask a question. And the reason I'm doing it like this is a lot of these might be listening from a laptop or a tablet or something like that, not realizing you can use your phone and just put it on speakerphone and listen to the show. So write that number down, folks, and it will be in this archive, and you can always refer to it. But I felt it important to throw that in right now until we figure out every little thing that we need to figure out. General Armsby wants a 2-hour broadcast 7 days a week with unlimited phone lines. And right now we're running we're thinking a half hour today and a half hour tomorrow. And by Monday, you will have a full package, 2 hours a day, 7 days a week in your name. And you can create any way the staff approves of. I just wanted to get that out, General. I'm sorry.
No, that's pertinent information.
Very important.
Yes.
And you can listen live at the website. But right now we're having a hard time actually finding your. We built a radio station and we can't find it. And right now we're using a radio station we can't find. And it's because it's new and it's the weekend and we're running off of previous memories. So once the archive gets out there, everybody can snatch onto it and spread it. Once we do that, it'll show up in any Google. Right now, it's so new, it's not showing up anywhere. Right. So I just wanted to get that out. We're under construction, but you're getting a full package. 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Take her away, boss.
And just to reiterate what Michael said, this message is for the members that are already in our group. Please, we want you to send this everywhere. Put it on your own wall. Put it on your brother's wall. We want this to go out. This is very important because this is all about us. And I need everybody's participation in it. Do you have anything to add, Chris?
Oh, no, just there's a whole lot more planned than just this.
Right.
We've been working behind the scenes a lot. I mean, I don't think they get to see behind the scenes.
No.
Just let them know.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. Chris, I don't want to step on you. I'm begging your forgiveness, but let me throw this in. If they had any idea how many man hours general, myself, and you put in just in the last 2 months, they would not believe it.
No, they'd be shocked. I mean, it's
nobody. Yeah, and nobody would believe it. And you're 100% right. This station was a long time coming, and a lot of work went into it. And you can do training with it. It's global. You can listen on a phone. You can listen on a computer. You can share it anywhere. You can bring guests in and do interviews, people. You can do fundraisers. You can run your store from this radio station. It's legal. And it's all yours, and it has global coverage. So, anyway, I'll shut up. You go ahead, General. I'm sorry.
I was enjoying listening to you.
I get tweaked up. I spend too much time in the woods. I can only go to Walmart at midnight.
Yeah.
Me too. The only time I do too many.
You know what?
Today.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I was just saying that's the only time I go to Walmart. There's too many people through the daytime.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. A lot less
freaks
energy.
Come out at night.
Right. That's why you see me all the time at night.
Yep.
General, you covered the chapel. I think that's a great way to open up. I'm hoping Morty gets the whole 2 hours. We might get a surprise. We're not sure yet. But
right.
She's definitely going to get the half hour. And everybody should come to service, even if you just listen for a half hour on the phone. And like the general said, share anywhere, anyhow. Even if somebody says, hey, I don't want that there, just apologize and take it down. But go that far. And general, why don't you give the public that will listen just a touch of, we're not a militia. I'm not a veteran. I was law enforcement, and these gentlemen are real live veterans, and they're on a mission. And go ahead, General.
Yes, we're very compassionate about our mission, and our mission. We're eventually going to be having several phone lines and email set up so that any veteran having a tough time, or anybody with PTSD, it don't have to be just a veteran.
No. We
could offer what we know, somebody to talk to. We'll put you in the right direction of where you should go for help. And
we got the central command, and we're building sectors by population.
Yes. If you type in all capital letters on Facebook search box, Defenders with the Roman numeral V as in Victor and two large eyes, India, it'll bring you right to our national page. And just click join, and we'll screen you, and we will put you into another area till you accept the request, the invite. And once you accept the invite, we take you by the hand and show you what type of chat rooms we have available in your sector, which is your state. And you can ask questions to any one of us seven that have founded this Patriot group. There's seven veterans. We all served with pride, and I feel that we're still serving with pride.
And the purpose is catastrophic or rescue?
Catastrophic rescue, and everybody will be trained. Catastrophic
rescue,
and just in case anything breaks out, we're back up for first responders.
Now, let me ask you a question. I'm a stranger.
We know you're strange.
Oh yeah. Ooh, wow. I can't wait for the movie on this one.
Right?
Boy, I don't know who's gonna, I want Charlie Sheen to play me. But anyway, what if
we'll
I'm a different religion? Different who's welcome in this group?
Anybody. Oh, anybody's welcome. Anybody.
Okay.
We're a conservative American patriot group.
Okay.
So
right.
If you're not conservative, you might feel a little awkward being with us, but we don't turn anybody away.
All right. So I'm somebody from Facebook. So all right. Now I'm a Democrat, but I'm a conservative. I'm welcome?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I like that already. Now, you're telling me that you got a central Facebook group, which is considered command.
National
command. And it looks like the shape of the country, and it's got the United States flag over it.
Yes. Right.
And that is the group I should join first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then somebody's going to approach me and say, hey, I noticed you're from New York. Would you like to belong to the New York sector?
Right.
And if I say, not really, do I got an option? Can I do both or just the national?
You could do both, or you could just stay in national.
Right. Okay. All right. And now you're telling
National has a chat button, And that, okay, that opens you up to every member throughout the whole 50 states.
The entire country. So I can go into one room where every sector in the country can mingle and socialize.
Yes.
Yep.
And okay. And I can get to it from the central, national, or my local sector.
Right.
All right. Okay. Is it free?
Yep.
Yes. We don't charge nothing. We have a donation. Oh. We take donations just in case of natural disasters for like water and emergency supplies.
All right. Donations, but you ain't knocking on my door asking for no money? No.
Nothing.
No flyers? No. But you do have a store where I can go buy some.
Yes, and there's a donation button there, too.
And I can throw a few bucks your way if I'm doing a good day. And
right.
You got a chat room in there and the website.
In the website, yes.
Okay. Now, the website is not, I repeat, not a Facebook group or a sector group. It's a real website, and it has a store, and it has unlimited seats in your chat room.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all right. Okay, and that's right on the main page, but you'll probably have to make an account, sign in, all that other stuff.
Yes, you have to in order to
get
in there.
Well, that's average now on the net. And with the groups, you just add yourself or wait to get approved, and you got access to all the people and whatever we're doing and whatever we're saying.
Right.
Nationally and locally. Now, do I got to do anything?
Yes, we encourage our members to step up to a position.
Oh, man. How many positions? You got every sector, I guess, has got some positions.
Oh, we got a lot.
Got
probably
six or seven.
The state level, and then.
Plus that one Goger invented, Scout.
Yeah,
yes.
That Goger guy.
Yeah. He's got to watch that guy. Watch him at midnight when he starts posting videos. Oh, boy. But, yeah, look at the music he listens to. He meditates with that. But anyway, where were we? We got a wide open rec room where the whole national can mingle and socialize. We got a store. What's in the store so far?
Right now we only have t-shirts, but
okay.
We will have, and we also have decals for your vehicles.
Just
not on.
Okay. So you got decals and t-shirts. And you're probably going to do ball caps.
Right.
Ball caps, calendars, flyers, whatever.
Tumblers, coffee cups.
Mugs, the whole nine yards.
And all the proceeds, because we're a nonprofit, all the proceeds go right back to the communities that we're going to be helping.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
No way.
We can
make money and it stays in our sector.
Yes. Eventually that's what it's going to be, is each sector is going to have a treasury.
So my fire department.
Fundraisers.
Okay. Now, if my fire department raises 10 grand, that goes in our sector?
If, as far as I know, yes.
Good Lord. I'm almost tingling.
We don't take anything. We don't even reimburse ourselves for the money we spend.
Wow.
Nope.
So you're surviving solely off basically donations in the store.
Right.
And whatever you help create has got to come forth and make it produce.
Right.
Correct.
Everything that's dark, we paid for out of pocket right now. And we do not reimburse ourselves. Any money that goes in there stays in there.
Right.
Yep.
So if I got my mayor to let me do a fundraiser and it would go into the bank account, so my sector would have that money to help maybe a family that had a major fire or something.
Right.
Right.
If you
That's amazing.
And the time comes, $15,000 is going to be there because we're not going to touch it.
That is
nope.
Amazing. And eventually, there is protocol already with the group because with a major event, a major situation like this, you got to have protocol. And,
yes.
And they are veterans, and they do operate by the numbers. So when you hear rank and sector and rescue, any paramilitary veteran or rescue personnel will talk this way. So everybody knows what they're talking about. That's why you're hearing it. Now, General, what is our clock saying? Are we going to run out of gas, or does it look like it's going to keep going?
It looks like it's counting down from, I got 2 minutes, 53 seconds.
All right. So I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let you say hi to the rest of the membership, and we're going to run out of gas in about 2 minutes. And when the archive is done, I'm going to do my best to spread it. If not, the general will, because he might be the only one that can get to it right this minute. Go ahead, General.
Yeah, just as Michael just said, we got 2 minutes left of this, unless it gives us more.
It might, but don't count on it.
No. And I just like to reiterate that, you know, we're always looking for members. It don't matter
Please.
If you're disabled or not. We have a position for everybody. And being disabled, I'm 100%. And for a disabled person, we can always find something for you to contribute if you don't already have it. So don't be discouraged from joining us. Don't be discouraged if you're disabled or handicapped, because we don't care.
And you don't really have to. I mean, they got a lot of positions, but there's going to be more than enough members to fill it. We just need you fellas to step up a little bit, and whoever wants a position, once we get fully staffed, we can expand. The rest of the folks, once we get to 10,000 or whatever, a lot of you is just going to be socializing and communicating.
Right.
But the general and the lieutenant general need leaders for staffing, and every sector needs, like, I would say, 10 good staff members.
Yeah, that's a pretty
good
number. Yeah.
Yeah. How much gas we got, General?
25 seconds.
We're going to do a water landing. Stand by. Hang on tight and start saying goodbye, and we will do our best to get this out, and Maud Rainey's chapel will happen if this works.
Three,
tomorrow.
2-1-0
Well,
later.
That's it. Should be. Does it say show ended?
It did. The clock just disappeared.
The clock disappeared? Okay, you're not recording.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's not highlighted, but the...
It would be highlighted and counting down.
Yeah. And from this, it says 58 minutes, 30 seconds.
Left?
That's what it's saying.
So we're getting what we wanted. It just didn't want to tell us.
Right.
So you got another. Well, wait a minute. We asked for 2 hours, and it's only given us an hour and a half.
Right.
That's got my brain tingling a little bit.
Yeah.
But
apparently, to this, it's not highlighted or anything, but it.
Okay.
According to this, we're still on air recording.
Okay, sometimes the clock stops and it'll say your show is ended.
No, I don't have any.
Okay.
Anything that
well,
says
let's make,
that we ended.
All right. Well, you know what? Instead of wasting a lot of gasoline, let's do a few more minutes and get more info out. And then we'll manually land her in a field and see if the archive goes through.
Yeah, because
what
it's
do you
saying
say,
we got
bud?
It's saying we got 50 minutes, 57 minutes
oh.
and 6 seconds.
All right. But what's worrying me is it should have said we got 90 minutes left. Because we put in for 120. You
no,
see
we
where
only
I'm
put
going?
In we only put in for 30.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I told you to set it for 2 hours, no matter what.
No, you said that this was a dry
all
run and.
Okay.
30
okay.
Minutes
so. All right. Well, then this is a. All right. Well, this is a blessing from Blog Talk then. And I would assume that we are recording, but I wouldn't want you talking an hour for no reason.
Right.
And everybody's
yeah,
hearing this and is going to be pee-peeing in their pants because it's funny.
but like
listen,
I said, the countdown isn't, it's not highlighted or anything.
Okay, well, but it says it's still recording.
Down.
All
right.
Well, let's go. Let's agree to another 15 minutes of Defender.
That's good.
How's that sound?
That's good. That's up to you
and,
guys.
And that will tell us Maud Rainey will get 2 hours in the chapel tomorrow. If they give us another 15 minutes. Okay?
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan, buddy. I love you.
That's right.
General's thinking. I can feel it. He wants to go the whole hour. But I'm saying, what if, and I don't want my boss being worn down. What if we do another hour and we go to listen and they didn't record it?
This is true.
So my boss had to do an hour for no reason. Now I'm upset.
That's okay. That's okay. You can take it out on Chris.
No. No, thank you. No, thank you. That would be out of desperation only.
Yeah, but it'd be a fun show to watch.
I'll tell you what, when they get a load of this, there's going to be a lot of laughing. But anyway, I'm going to let you have your mic back and tell us about the mission, what we can do, what we're hoping to do.
All right.
Go for it.
I got the mission statement right in front of me. I can just read it.
There you go.
Like I did on our other shows.
There you go, bud.
Mission statement for the Defender 7. We are an American Patriot group made up of experienced veterans and civilians coming together to create a strong patriot group for all Americans to protect and preserve the Constitution and the American way of life. We plan to train all our members to assist not only their community, but all Americans throughout all 50 states in a time of need, to train both quick response squads and disaster relief squads for this purpose. Train in various skills such as incident command, weapons and tactics, survival and surveillance, first aid, rescue, and firefighting. We do have a chain of command, similar to the military, with both officers and NCOs. While we are not a militia, we are a humanitarian civil defense patriot group. We do not discriminate based upon sex, race, or religious beliefs. We will not tolerate harassment of different opinions. If you are not a conservative American, you may not feel comfortable in our group. Our group was founded by myself, General Bobby Ormsby, Lieutenant General Chris Hinkle, Colonel Dwayne Rickard, Colonel Christopher Weathers, Colonel Kimberly Purvis, Colonel James Sumney, and Colonel Angelo DeFusco. We are the original Defenders 7. And that gives me chills every time I do it.
I like it. Me too. Every time I hear it, I get the chills. That should be on a plaque somewhere in the building we're going to build.
Yeah.
Yeah. And big, too. And we can wait. Yeah. Not one of those ones where you got to get up on it and squint. I want to see it from the entrance door, the mission.
We'll impose it on the roof of the building so the planes can read it when they go by.
There you go, buddy. There you go. And maybe we'll get the federal government to build it for us.
Because it's
not impossible. It's not impossible.
It's true.
I'd like to see it on a billboard.
Absolutely. And every show you do and every Facebook that's a member and just about anywhere you can put it.
Next time I go out, Bobby, I'll pull some numbers off of some billboards and we'll get some prices, man.
Yeah, we should.
Because I have some around my house that are empty right now.
Yeah, we got them all throughout South Carolina.
Yeah.
I know a lot of them are waiting for somebody to advertise. And who knows?
Any way possible.
Well, who knows? You know, they might donate it.
Get the
even
word
ahead. Even when I started as an unknown, I took $100 and bought a little tiny ad in a classified, and that's how it started.
Right.
Bumper stickers, decals, everybody's Facebook, everybody's Twitter, everybody's LinkedIn, everybody's website. You don't mind me throwing a few suggestions in the general?
Not at all.
Because defenders, we are at a point where you're basically ready for an expansion into the community, which is the way it's got to go in order to complete the mission. And that's going to require getting into municipalities like police stations, sheriff's offices, nursing homes, humane society, local businesses, the school system, and on and on and on and on. And that is going to be a bigger challenge than what you guys have already, what we have already accomplished. Because it's not easy to get a couple of people in the same area to go to talk to the mayor or talk to the fire department. So if you are a member and you already have a foot in the door, like you're a fireman or a sheriff or a social worker or a mental health worker, it's vital that you contact General Ormsby and let him know about your resources, especially if you're in upstate New York in the village of Kasaki or Greene County, upstate New York. It's a strong group. It's got a leader. Her name is April. We're about 75 strong. Most of us are police officers or correction officers. But we need somebody to help us get into the community one way or another so we can start setting up and doing what we want to do, which is communicate with other rescue personnel and other authorities, because Kasaki does have potential if you're including the entire state of New York and the East Coast. We could have a conservative estimate 5,000 members. That's conservative if you include the East Coast and this whole state of New York, right here in Kasaki. And everybody, with one click of the mouse, will get a message. And they will be united, communicating, possibly well-equipped, and on standby for the front line, which will be regular rescue, law enforcement, and military. They're not going to come running in with machine guns and save the day. That's not their plan. Their plan is getting big enough where law enforcement can say, hey, can you come up with 500 guys and get them on up to the bridge? We got a bridge collapsing. We need help. This is what they're trying to accomplish. And we need people to start off slow and get us into the community. And the fastest, quickest way of doing that is using members that already have a foot in the door. Whether it's mental health, the mayor's secretary, the judge's secretary, the mayor's secretary, I mean, anything that you can think of. If you're a member, bring it to the attention of General Ormsby. Please, no matter how simple it may sound, it could be invaluable to us. Get a hold of General Armsby. Go ahead, boss. I wanted to get that out.
Yeah.
Because
that's a good start.
It's where we're headed, and I see it being our next biggest challenge. Boots on the ground wherever we have a sector. And yeah,
one
I mean,
in every
without,
village.
That's what my vision is. One in every village. And right now what do we got? How many sectors we got, man?
Six sectors.
Six sectors.
Yeah, six.
And the one I'm belonging to or attached to is the town of Kasaki in Greene County, New York. And we're blessed because a lot of the boots on the ground will be folks from the Kasaki area.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, think about that. Wherever you have a sector, wherever that is located, whatever town or village or city that's located in, you guys are going to wind up doing the best in any type of scenario. And then it's going to trickle down to the rest of the sector. So if you are in, like, Kasaki, where the sector is located, the town of Kasaki, most of the members are going to be right from that village almost. And
right.
you could be talking 2,000 ready to roll extra men. And I'll tell you what, I don't see anything wrong with it.
The reason it's so important the states and stuff built up is because if something happens, it's going to be neighbors helping neighbors.
Yep. Exactly, Chris.
You know,
my mother always says,
the quickest are going to be your immediate neighbors.
You know, neighbors.
Yeah, and we stay away from the lone wolf syndrome.
Yeah.
Yep. What else you fellas need or any ideas you wanted to spit out? We can wrap it up in 10 minutes and then see if we get an archive out of it.
I'm going to be going back into the website and working on things. I'll give you guys details if I find out feasible or not. But it's going to be good.
Constant construction is what we got.
Yeah,
and
I'm in the behind the scenes, sleeping around all the time. I've got some ideas for the website.
I can feel you. I can feel you sneaking around.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
I'm usually with the general, hanging out. 3 in the morning drinking scotch with the general.
Yeah.
If I'm not doing that, I'm sneaking around checking on all the sectors and making sure they're safe.
Yep.
And the general is, you guys are the hardest working guys I met so far in Facebook. I can tell you that much. And I believe in what you're doing, man. I'm glad I'm a part of it.
This group was actually in the works for probably over a year before we actually went forward with anything.
Amazing.
And we talked for a long time before we went forward with it.
Yep.
And there was a lot of trial and error. And
yeah,
challenges.
Yeah, that one day when everything went down, we were just like, hey, why not? I mean, you'll never know if you don't try.
Exactly.
And when I met you, I watched, I looked, and I said, you know what? This is genius. Number one, I can't believe why would a veteran do this, because I would be mad myself when I got back. I would get mad after get on an airplane to go. I'd be a little upset. But I would do it and do the best I can. And when I met you and heard about what you were doing and all this, I was like, wow. I had to sit back a little bit and absorb it all. And then I seen it down the road, and I said, you know what? This can work. And you got a good grip on it.
It's one of those, we celebrate the wins and we embrace the falls, because the falls are where we learn.
Amen to that.
Absolutely. And
that a lot.
You know, and if I was just a regular guy instead of the little cuss I was when I came in, I would have been treated very, very well and very happy I was a member. My story was a little different. We'll joke about that on another show.
You know, I mean, we may not have been where we are.
That's why I'm glad the Central can mingle all in one spot.
Yep.
What it is,
you came in hot and I wasn't around.
Oh, usually I was like, I didn't know where I was. All I heard was Walmart, and the rest was a blackout. But we'll tell them about that. Someday when we're 10,000 strong, we'll joke about it on the show. Right now, we just want to get everybody situated. And these men are working very, very hard on it. And today was an example. We had no idea we were going to do a broadcast at this time, or I think we got one planned for what, Bobby, 10:30 tonight?
10:30, and I better go back in there and delete that.
Yeah, and if it's on the wall, it can be removed too, no biggie. And folks, the minute the archive dries with Blog Talk here, which shouldn't be long, the general and the lieutenant general will be getting it on a wall where we can all get to it.
Yeah, we'll be on that.
Yeah, and keep in mind, this broadcast was, we had 4 seconds to doing the broadcast. So what you're hearing is ad lib and put together in 4 seconds.
Yeah, so, I didn't expect Chris to be on.
I know. I it goes back to divine, Bobby.
Yeah.
Everything we're seeing is being guided, and there's no doubt about it.
No.
Go ahead, you guys.
That's what brought all of us together.
Yeah. Now, you might want to put the guest number out one more time. Your contact number, because there may be somebody that wants you in private. I would use an email, and then remind them of our church service tomorrow.
Yeah, the guest phone number is 914-205-5773. Again, that's 914-205-5773. And my email is all lowercase, Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, O-R-M-S-B-Y, 13, @gmail.com.
Good.
Good stuff.
And what time is our chapel show broadcast?
If she can get the whole time, 2 o'clock it starts.
Two p.m.
Eastern.
Okay, and everybody that wants to attend will call the number the general just gave out. And you'll be connected to our chapel broadcast. And it may only be a half hour. We're not sure yet. But if we get the time tonight that we just did, it's a surefire bet that we'll have 2 hours in the chapel. If not, it'll just be a half hour until next week.
Right.
You know, I just wanted to get that out because people will get confused. So when they hear this archive, they're going to go, no wonder Bobby hangs out with him at 3 in the morning. All right, General. You want to wrap her up?
Yeah.
Well, you got something else to say. I think we did pretty good. This is going to be the one in gold in back of your desk, I think.
Right.
Yeah, 4 seconds of air time. Yep. And this is one heck of a celebration because the Defender 7 group does have their own very own radio station, which is going to give you 2 hours a day, 7 days a week, with a chat room.
Oh, yeah.
And it could be used for entertainment. Me and Tassie, my partner, will come in here and do alternative lectures on spiritual matters. You'll have a chapel every Sunday with a 2-hour service right off the bat. And it can also be used for private meetings and training sessions. So that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yep.
The tip of the iceberg. Not to mention bringing in high-end profiles to bring traffic and donations to your website. So the Defender 7 had a major victory today.
That's right.
And I'm done with that, Bobby. General, Lieutenant General, it's been a pleasure.
Yes. Thank you very much, guys.
I say you end the show and to walk around the room for 20 minutes and then see if the archive is posted and waiting.
Okay.
And hopefully it'll have a share button.
All right, I'm going to end the session.
Okay.
Hey, buddy, hang us up.
Go ahead. Goodbye.